Well, my goodness, it's been, I want to say over 2 years now since I've recorded an episode. My gosh, I guess I should start with apologizing for being so long. I've actually been keeping an eye out on the podcast, I guess. I've seen that my last episode got listened to about 90 times, which is cool. I can't even, I don't even know where to start. There's so much, so many things that has happened, that have happened since that episode. I had to go back and re-listen to it because I had forgotten what it was that I said. But man, I was going through a lot at that point. It was pretty insane. I mean, I had just gotten back from the army. I had recently moved in with my now, believe it or not, ex-wife. I had moved in with her mom and her grandma because, I had nowhere to go. I'm not sure whether or not I relayed all this information back in an episode or two, but if you have listened to the last episode, I was going through a lot. I was going through a lot. I think I recorded that episode on my way to work that morning. I no longer work at that place. I worked there for about 3 months. I was a temp. And shortly after that, I found another job, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, man. Oh, like I said, so much stuff has happened since that episode, since I recorded that episode. And it's just crazy to for me to listen to the prior episode and listen to everything that I had to say and to see where I am now. It's just incredible. So if you guys remember, I guess I was talking about how I was going through all this stuff with my ex-wife and how, that I still loved her and that I was still hoping that she would come back to me and all this stuff. And when I listened to that episode, I almost laughed because it was just to think about me saying that back then and just knowing now where I'm at. I was just thinking to myself, like, man, how crazy that is, how kind of dumb I was, even wanting something like that to happen, for her and I to be back together after everything that happened between us, But so I moved in. Okay, I got out of the army, I came back home in March of 2020. I had nowhere to stay, so I stood at her apartment, but I slept on the couch for about a month. And throughout that time, I was going through a lot of anxiety. I wasn't sleeping very well. I was, waking up in the middle of the night after an hour or two of sleeping and not being able to go back to sleep. And just thinking about so many things all at the same time. And I knew that staying there was probably the worst thing that I could have been doing at that time. So in April, sometime in April of 2020, I decided I need to get out of here. Her mom and her grandma, they had just recently bought a house with where her grandma's husband, who is a veteran. And but he's like a bed or was a bedridden guy. He's rest in peace, he passed away. And so I moved in with them. You know, I had to talk to the grandma. She knew the situation. I moved in. I was there for about 6 months. I helped out a lot, you know, cutting their grass because they had a pretty big yard and it was a really nice house. I did things around the house, you know, just so that I can make myself, you know, handy, I guess, around the house, and so that I wasn't just sitting there doing nothing for them. And you know, I was going to work in the mornings, I was coming back home, I was cutting the grass, I was doing this, I was doing that, I was doing the other. All at the same time, I was still going through stuff with my ex. But I think what made it better in a sense for me is the fact that I got to see my kids. You know, I think I mentioned before I have three kids. My oldest daughter, my son who's in the middle, and then my youngest daughter. And it's crazy because my oldest daughter is going to be 16 this year. My son will be 11, and my youngest already turned 6. So it's pretty insane. But yeah, I was there, you know, and I have a sister who had messaged me on Facebook, and she was working at this place. It's a paper company. I won't say the name. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to or not, but it's a paper company here in Pennsylvania. And so I applied because she told me she was working there. She told me that the place started off at 19 something an hour. And when she first told me that, I was surprised because I didn't that that's I've never gotten paid that much before. And you know, the crazy part about it is that a lot of people think that people in the military get paid a lot because you're in the military and all that, but like it's not, that's not the case. The military is more like a salary job, but you're getting paid based on your rank and based on how many years you've been in the military. So every 2 years you get a raise, and then every year you get the raise that the president sets in, and then but you still have to rank up to be able to get paid more also. And it all sounds like a lot, but it really isn't, because you only get paid on the 1st and the 15th of the month. And it's not like you're getting paid every 2 weeks, you know, like biweekly or weekly. You're getting paid on the 1st and the 15th of the month, no matter what. And then the difference between, you know, people that think that that it pays a lot is the fact that I can tell you right now, you know, I was a sergeant when right before I got out. And you know, my base pay monthly was just over $3,000. And then I want to say I was in the Army for about 7.5 years. I was at the rank of sergeant, pay grade E5, and you know, I was only making maybe 1200 every 1st and the 15th. You know, and that didn't change. Like, it was the same amount throughout the year, unless we got raises, because it was sort of salary based. So it wasn't hourly. There was no overtime or anything like that. And the amount of hours that you put in the military is a lot. It's a lot. Like, if they did pay them overtime, it would be an insane amount. It would be an insane amount because they do well over 12 hours every single day, plus weekends when you go to the field and all that stuff. That's 24 hours a day that you're working pretty much, but they don't pay you hourly. So people think that it's a lot of money. And if you heard what I just said, I was in the Army at the rank of sergeant for 7.5 years. And at 7.5 years in the Army, I was only making 1200 every 1st and 15th. So that's just to put into perspective the fact that, okay, we don't pay for healthcare because our healthcare for service members are free. It's free as long as you go to the hospital on base. You know, all our prescriptions are taken care of and all that stuff. So no, we don't have to pay extra for all that, but it's still not a lot of money. For some it may be, but the thing about it is that, you know, when you're in the military, you're expected to maintain a serviceable professional look when you're in the military. Like I already said, you know, they work well over 12 hours. So working well over 12 hours, your uniforms aren't going to be 100% clean all of the time, 100%, you know, pressed or not faded because of, you know, the sun's hitting you all the time. Your boots, they're not going to always be clean. They're not going to always be fresh. So money out of your pocket needs to come out of, needs to, you know, you got to pay for your uniforms. You got to pay for your boots, your shirts, anything that you need pertaining to your uniform. You got to pay out of pocket. They don't give you that stuff. And that stuff isn't like, you don't have a prepaid card for the military where you could just buy whatever you want to buy. All that stuff comes out of your own pocket, and that stuff isn't cheap. Now, you got uniforms at the tops are almost $50 each. And the bottoms are $50 each. The boots, unless you get the ones from basic training, which are maybe $80, you know, boots that are actually comfortable and lightweight are going to cost you well over $100, $120. You know, and you're not buying boots all the time, but you're using them a lot. You're using your boots every single day at work. You know, PT shoes. Shoes for you to go and do exercise every single day, you know, running shoes and all that type of stuff. You got to pay for that. They're not going to give you that. Your dress uniform, all the little medals and everything that goes on the jacket, all of that stuff, the dry cleaning, everything comes out of your pocket. So, you know, when people come out and say, "Oh, but you're in the military, you have to get paid a lot." No, you don't. Because I mean, you get paid a substantial amount, but you still got to pay for everything that you have out of pocket. Everything, including equipment. You know, some of it is issued to you, but you have to pay out of pocket for most of your equipment. So, anyway, going back, you know, when she told me $19 an hour for this job, I was like, wow, like that's the most I think I've ever gotten paid hourly. And you know, with overtime and all that stuff, like it's gotta be a lot. And so I applied. I went, they have this little test that you gotta do to make sure that you're competent to enough to, you know, run machinery and stuff like that. And it's not a hard test, it's a pretty easy test. So I took that, I passed it. And then after that came the interview. I did the interview. And it was so funny because like all the people that were in there were very nice. There was two guys that worked on the floor, on the actual floor, and then everybody else was like management. And I did the interview, and everybody was, you know, so nice. And I thought it went 100% great and everything. So I walk out, I go to my car, and then I drive home. And my drive home was maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, I'm parking in the driveway, and the HR lady, the human resources lady that was in my interview, calls me. And she says, "Hey, Fabian, it's, you know, so and so from this place." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." Just in my head, I was like, "Oh, I just saw you. But yeah, hi, what's going on?" And she was like, "Hey, you know, I'm just calling you because I just want to let you know that your interview went great and everything, and we want to offer you the position." And I was like, "Oh, wow, it hasn't even been like 10 minutes." But it was cool because like she told me, and it was so funny, we were both laughing over the phone, but she was like, "I was gonna try and catch you out in the parking lot before you left, but I thought that might be a little unprofessional to catch you right then and there. So, I waited a little bit to give you a call. And in my head, I was like, wow, I wish you would have just caught me walking out, because it would have saved me to have to drive back to do this paperwork and stuff. But, it wasn't all that. It was just another 10-minute drive back. So I went back, I filled out all the paperwork, I went down the street to the urgent care that they have and that they work with, and I did my physical and all that stuff, and everything came out great. So I finally started working there in July of 2020. And right off the bat, they have all this training, they have all these videos and stuff. It was like a week of orientation. And everything was in the conference room, watching PowerPoints and watching safety videos and this and that and the other. And everything was just so updated, so up to date. You know, like, you have places, the place where I was a temp, they showed me a safety video for forklift from like the 1980s. And I was just like, man, like, and it was a VHS at that. So I was like, wow. Like, I talked to the supervisor. I was like, hey, why don't you guys have like DVDs or stuff like that, like something a little bit more updated? And he told me, he said, you wouldn't believe how much safety videos cost and all that. And I was like, wow, like, that's insane. So to see this place with all this updated stuff was just like, wow, like, that's crazy, you know? And another thing is, like, they start you working 40 hours a week, because to be able to be on certain machines or to do overtime on any machine, you have to be completely trained for it. So, because when you start, you're obviously not trained on anything. So they start you off at 40 hours a week, which is great. It's fine. You know, I wasn't looking forward to any overtime anyway. Not yet, at least. But I started working there. They put us on the floor finally, and I started working on some of the machines. I got to know some of the people that work there, and a lot of them were really cool. I got to see my sister a lot, which was awesome. And, 40 hours a week there at 19 something an hour, whatever it is that they pay there now. It's up to 20 now, but because I've been there almost 2 years now. And, my first paycheck was like $1,400. And I was just like, whoa, like $1,400 in 2 weeks? Like, that surprised me, because I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe I scored this opportunity. I was so grateful, because, you know, here I am living at my ex-wife's grandmother's house, you know, and it's a bi-level house. So, you know, you're walking through the front door and it's the mid-level, then you got a lower floor, and then you got an upper floor. And I had the whole bottom floor, which was pretty nice, because they're actual rooms, you know, there was a bathroom back there and everything. So it was pretty nice. I had a pretty cool setup down there, but still, you know, like, I just thought to myself, like, man, eventually I can work up to getting my own place, and, you know, I can maybe get a little bit of a better car, because at the time I had a 2000 Honda Civic, and it was only a two-door, and it was 5-speed, which I loved the fact that it was 5-speed, but it was only 2-door, and it was just inconvenient when I had my kids in the car, because I had to keep getting out and moving the seats up and all this stuff, and, you know, I had no room for anything. So, you know, I was just thinking to myself, man, I'm this is pretty good money. You know, I can only imagine what paychecks are like when you get overtime. Now, the cool part about this job is that every position pays a different rate. And it's cool, because, like, when you work on that position, you get paid that rate no matter what. And if the position is, say you have a position in that company and you work overtime on a different position that pays more than what your position pays, and you get paid the higher rate for the whole shift, which is nice. So, you know, I started working there, and that was super cool. Like, got me to just expand my mind a little bit and start thinking about me, because I was still going through a lot of stuff, and it just got me to really think about what it was that I needed to focus on. I need to focus on getting my own apartment or whatever. I need to focus on getting a nicer car. I needed to focus on me, just generally, you know? And it was cool because, you know, I was making pretty good money now. So eventually, you know, I was there in that house for about 6 months. And I finally moved out and I found an apartment. I found a 2-bedroom apartment. Now, if you're listening to this today, you know that inflation is crazy. You know that gas prices are insane right now. You know, and I'm talking about 2 years ago right now. Today, everything is crazy today. But just what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, they weren't that bad. Rent was still pretty bad. You know, there's places around here that are charging $1,200 and up for a 2-bedroom apartment. I found a 2-bedroom apartment that used to be a house. So as a first and second floor, I had the first floor and I found that, and I was only paying like $917 a month. So I got really lucky on that. So I finally moved into the apartment 6 months later. But the crazy part about it, this is the craziest part, the reason why I had to look for the apartment at that time is because my ex-wife was in her apartment still. And she had lost her job. So she was getting paid unemployment, but she wasn't actively looking for a job. She wasn't paying her bills. So she got evicted from her apartment and she had to move into her mom and grandma's house. So I was in the house and she moved in, and she was in the house for about a week before I moved out. And it was nothing, you know. By that time, I was over it, but I wasn't still, because I was being mean. I was being a little mean to her. You know, I didn't really show her much respect. I didn't think that she deserved it at the time. I still don't, but I don't treat her like that anymore. You know, I said a lot of mean things to her. And but you know, I had to get out of there, obviously, because she was there, you know. And so I got out of there, I moved out, I moved into my place. And I have a couple stories about everything that happened in between, because there's a lot of stuff that was happening in between all this too. But you know, long story short, I moved into my apartment and that was great. You know, I had so much that I wanted to do. Eventually, I started looking for a car, you know, and I found a really decent car. I was looking for Subaru specifically, because I seen all these Imprezas and Outbacks and Foresters, and they're nice hatchbacks and or wagon type cars. And I kind of needed that because I wanted to have some space to be able to like move stuff around instead of having like a regular trunk of a car. So I found this really, really nice Subaru Impreza. It was a four-door. It's that Subaru blue that everybody knows. And it's a 2014. It's a beautiful car, beautiful car. Blue outside, black inside. Everything works. Sunroof. I love this car. I absolutely love it. And I went out and got that. And so here I am. You know, I got my own apartment. I got a nicer car. Things are looking up. Things are really looking up for me. But emotionally, I was still hurting. I was having a lot of trouble because in between all of this, I was still talking to girls. You know, like I was meeting people. I don't want to sound how do you say it? I don't want to make myself sound more than what I was, because I wasn't, at the time, I was going through a lot in myself emotionally and all that stuff. But like I said, you know, I was meeting people, and in my head was just not there. You know, I hurt a few ladies' feelings because of how I was feeling, and I feel horrible about it. I really do. You know, I sort of ghosted a couple ladies, and even saying it on here is like, I think about it now and I'm just like, man, like, I feel so bad, you know, because some of these girls I've known for a very long time. It's just that, you know, I was single and they were interested, and then I wasn't because of how I was feeling, and it hurt their feelings, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And I regret it. But you know, it happened. It is what it is. It's done. And yeah, you know, I met this one girl that was living in Maryland at the time. She's my age. She didn't have no kids. She had a very good job, and that was all cool and everything. She was so cool. She was very pretty too, and I was super into her, but she wasn't really ready yet. And I sort of tried pushing it, and I shouldn't have done that. So one day she was supposed to come over here where I live and spend some time with me. And at the time I was acting really petty, and she stopped texting me back. And I mean, that hurt my feelings, but I know that that's what I did too. You know, I'm sure I hurt her feelings too. And you know, I feel bad about it still, even talk about it now, but that was over a year ago. And yeah, my ex-wife and I finally got divorced in September of 2021. I went and talked to a lawyer. I finally decided that I needed to do this. I didn't really have any feelings about it, because I was, at that time, and even now, I'm not emotionally invested in my former marriage at all. The only time that I really talk to her about anything is about the kids, and which is all great or whatever. But it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I'm trying to cover 2 years worth of information in a matter of 30 minutes, but you know, I'm gonna try and fill in a lot of those blanks that I mentioned a few minutes ago, in another episode. I'm gonna try my best to just try to remember everything, because like I said, there's so much that has happened between then and now. But you know, if you listen to this all the way, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you. If you've listened to any of my other episodes, you already know that this is just me talking into a microphone, talking about what's going on in my life. Why anybody would care, I don't know. But, you know, if you're listening to this, thank you. I hope you're having a great life too, because my life has been pretty great lately. But like I said, I'll cover more of that information in the next episode, or two, or three, or if I decide to continue this at all. Another thank you again, you know, because I can't say thank you enough, because it's been more than 2 years since the last time I recorded one of these. And, you know, I got about 20 seconds left on this, but I just want to put this out there that soon I'm going to be starting another podcast, and that one's just going to be me and my buddy shit talking about a bunch of stuff. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to put the name out and I'm going to make it all cool and everything. But Take care, and I will hopefully you can hear me in the next one.